Here's what you may have missed on your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer.
What is the difference between you and some of the other reputable, I'm sure, financial advising firms out there?
Most of the ones that I've heard from our clients that they are having some issues with, or not even issues in the right word, that they're not getting the service that they need or were hoping for, is that they often are walking into an office where they're saying, listen, I deal with the finances and that's it, and I will invest your money. Many of them are having their funds invested the same way the other 100 or 200 or 300 clients are. So there's not a whole lot of unique views on the strategies. They kind of have a boilerplate financial strategy. Where in our office, each person is looked at uniquely, you know, what their goals and their needs are. And everyone's got a unique, customizable plan. None of them are the same dollar amounts or the same exact features one from another, because everybody's got very unique needs. But when it comes to the entire retirement strategy, like you've talked about, we are talking with our clients about what the tax ramifications are of a certain withdrawals or okay. what tax new Trump plan. We've just done some continuing ed for our clients on how President Trump's new tax plan might affect their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to get that information from their financial professional, as opposed to having someone just say, well, you better go talk to your accountant about that. Most people know that they go and talk to their accountant about that around April 15th, and their accountant's saying, here's the damage.
Mm-hmm. That's the only time we want to think about taxes, and generally do.
Right, and what we're saying is, hey, let's take a look right now. We have great software in our office. We have great relationships with CPAs and attorneys, so we're looking at the whole strategy together when we're saying both your finances, your investments, your retirement insurance, your annuities, your Social Security, your
healthcare,
supplements, all of those things. We're taking a look at that larger retirement picture and making sure that there is a cohesive strategy. There will be different professionals involved in all of that, but now we're saying, hey, there is a common denominator. We're all communicating with one another to make sure the plan or the strategy is not one where the communication is having to happen from the client. Because my clients will often tell me, they'll say, hey, I didn't do this for a living. This wasn't my profession. I need some help with this. I don't know how one relates to another. And the fact that I've got my investment advisor saying, nope, I'm strictly investments and you've got to go talk to your own accountant and tell him what we've done here. Go talk to your investment advisor. Well, they know, or talk to your CPA or talk to your attorney. They know as soon as they leave the office, half of what that advisor just said to them, that
you're
investment advisor, they're going to forget, and they want to get back to life. In our case, they want to get back to retirement as quickly as possible, not have this part-time job of coordinating the whole overall strategy. And that's why we really enjoy doing that with and for our clients, as being a part of those conversations as we discuss the tax benefits with the CPA and what we're trying to accomplish, as we discuss trust changes and beneficiary allocation with the trust attorney. Those are some things that our clients, I think, have come to know and appreciate from our office, is this overall comprehensive look at retirement, utilizing the professionals that are needed to get that done properly.
Join Abe and Eric each week on the radio or at AshtonWealth.com.